is it with us and our inclination to be contrary, even when it's to our exclusive advantage to agree with God, we've got in our heart a big fat yeah but which prevents us. Yeah but, yeah but, yeah but. The Lord brought something to mind while I was praying this morning. It was just a snippet of a memory. Many years ago, another fellow and I were cutting tobacco, and as we were cutting and stacking the crop which needed to go hang in the barn to cure, we were talking about getting some help, wherewith I mentioned hiring one particular guy, but didn't know if it was a good idea. As I remember the conversation, the other fellow said to me,
"He's a pretty good fellow, all right, but he's just contrary, and I'd just as well leave him at home as to have him around."
In the moment, it was a pretty good chuckle, but this morning, God brought it all back to mind. We hold church at the jail every Thursday night, and the other night in particular, I heard some very familiar words, "Yeah, but this and yeah, but that." We would say Jesus is the answer, and one fellow would say, "Yeah, but if he would only..." Almost no matter what was said, the guy would tag in a "yeah, but." He was just contrary by nature, not that he didn't agree necessarily, but it was his nature to be contrary. "Yeah, but this and yeah, but that." Contrary. How often in your life do you read something from Scripture and even though you may generally agree, somewhere in your heart is a "yeah, but," which adds a condition to the Lord's words? He said he will never leave us and is always with us, yet we add,
"Yeah, but I feel so alone."
You know, as Kevin says, if we'd simply be honest about ourselves and situations, many things would resolve themselves simply by being honest. One time, a very angry lady said she truly believed Jesus was Lord and God, and when I agreed with her, she then added, while slamming the Bible with her hand, "Yeah, but there's so many contradictions in the Bible, I can't bring myself to believe it." Upon further discussion, the real issue was that the Lord has righteous boundaries and says very plainly some things are simply wrong. Well, those very things were things she personally didn't see anything wrong with doing. And rather than agree with God, she re-decided the issue that he was being contradictory. In the moment, I told her I was not a hammer, and she did not look like a nail. But if she was going to follow the Lord, then follow him. And if she wasn't, then don't. But she really should consider to get herself out of the torturous position of indecision. If she would simply be honest about herself, it would go a long way to not being angry and conflicted. 1 Corinthians 18:21. And Elijah came near to all the people and said, "How long will you go limping around between two different paths, sitting on a fence? If the Lord is God, follow him. And if Baal, then follow him." And the people did not answer him a word, and nobody made a move. 1 Kings 18:21. The word for limping is used in the sense of someone who is on crutches, who hobbles around or dances around something. And the phrase "two different paths," as in two points of view, is used in the sense of either going left or right. The entire verse is about being conflicted, being divided. Or having division. Hobbling around in indecision is a big yeah, but. which means we are dancing around deciding whether to go left or right. And Elijah was addressing the painfulness of being at the crossroads of indecision. Is he God or not? Yes. Then act like it. And if you don't want to believe he is, be honest about it, and don't. We can't go left and right at the same time. It still leaves us wrecked in the middle, still hovering around, not able to come to a conclusion. I think for a large part of my life, I've been the chief of the Yebut tribe, whose favorite phrase is Yebut, 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 living on the ever-desolate high plains of the mountains of indecision, slamming back and forth like clothes in the washing machine, being beaten back and forth, coming to no particular conclusion. A constant stream of Yebuts from us is an indicator of confusion. And in 1 Corinthians 14:33, Paul writes that the Lord is not the God of confusion. The Greek word for confusion refers to being caught up by a contrary wind, which blows this way and then that. Can't make up its mind, popping the sails of the boat back and forth. It is a word indicating unrest, turmoil, and disorder. The guys at the Mebane Freedom League gave me a good example once. They said, living in the momentum of our Yebut is like trying to force a square peg through a round hole. And the problem with forcing a square peg through a round hole is that there are leftovers. If you do actually manage to force a square peg through a round hole, it shaves off certain portions of the peg. And sure, after you're done with all your forcing, it can be said that it fits in the end. But what about the bits that got shaved off? After all, this is the truth we're talking about, and even the shavings matter. Except Yebut people end up with a huge pile of shavings, and when asked, what about the huge pile of shavings? They attempt to explain it away or divert us. Yebut is like forcing the square peg through a round hole, and it rips chunks out of the truth to make it work. Is the Lord God or not? If he is, then act like it. And if you don't want to believe it, then don't. Stop dancing around two ways to go and get on with it. What do you think? Thanks for listening. I am Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.